Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you're listening. I pray that you're turning all your issues, all your troubles, all your worries over to the Lord and just leaving them there. I'm telling you, let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come led of the Holy Spirit to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God, as we thank you, Lord, for this glorious day, breath in our bodies, to open our eyes, to see your beautiful creation. Lord, we ask for forgiveness of our sins and our unrighteousness before you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for being able to come on the air, Father God, to break chains, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you bless our guests today, Father God, and bless them more abundantly and their families, Lord God. Let this be a powerful show, Lord God, that gives you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We ask for healing in your land, Father God. We ask for a healing of your people, Lord God. Bless us, O Lord, and forgive us, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. I want God's children to say amen, amen, and amen. Everybody suit up. You know what time it is. Time to put on your full armor. God, it's time for YAT Radio to sign on. Breaking chains, raising the sound. We about to raise the sound. Here's our theme song for all of our expiring artists out there. This is for you.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working
a miracle
just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks, big bro. Hey, what's going on? Breaking Chains. We present the show Raising the Sound. What's going on? I am Pastor Rod. And this show is all about, you know, worshiping God, giving him praise. So what we decided to do was invite gospel recording artists, jazz artists, a spoken word artist in, and just give their heart's testimony. Tell us about them and, you know, what's all about their music career, their ministry. So we're gonna talk about that today, and we got some special guests on today. Gospel recording artists Slim Breeze and B Rocka, and they special, and you're gonna get to find out how special they are doing this show. So I want to introduce everybody to B Rocka, Slim Breeze. Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. How y'all doing today?
Amazing.
Hey,
how are you?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, everything is good. Everything's good.
Here, man.
Hey, I thank y'all for taking out the time of your day, man, to come on and talk to the people, man, and just because we never know who we're inspiring out there. We never know what artists out there is wanting to get into what you are doing, and we're going to talk about that today. So let's jump on in, because I know Slim Breeze himself, he's on the road on his way to work, so we're gonna jump right on in this and chop it up real good with him. He has to go. So tell us, who is Slim Breeze and B Rocka? Introduce yourselves to everybody.
Well, ladies first. B Rocka.
Okay. Okay, well, B Rocka is a name that I got from my godbrother. I've been singing all my life. I've been in the youth choir. And my brother and godbrother would actually tell me, hey, I'm having, praise and worship at home. Just come over. I'm forming a group. And I would actually go over, and every time, of course, my first name is Brittany, so that's where he got the letter B from. And everything that he would give me, I would rock it. So that it stuck with me. And, of course, down the lines, I just kind of carried it. I never really used the name until just recently when I got back into singing for God, of course, because before I was just singing and it was a hobby, or it was just because of my passion, but I was still in the world singing. So I most definitely was blessed with the name by my God brother, and it's just, just to kind of signify that, of course, I'm still Brittany B, but I'm rocking everything, but now I just do it for the glorification of God. So.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
That's all right. All right, sir.
And I was actually rapping for the world as well, man. And I met Christ in August 2015. And I stopped rapping. I felt like I couldn't, you know, I was just wanted to learn more about God, man, and follow him. And one of my friends let me hear some gospel rap. And I was like, wow, it blew me, man, because I was like, he's talking about God. You know, I can do that. You know, and that lit the fire in me, man. In 2016, I had started recording, man. But the name Slim Breeze, actually, I've been going by Slim Breeze since I was like 19. It was a nickname that I liked myself, but I tried to give it to one of my friends that it never really stuck with him. So I just kind of kept the name, and, you know, it took with everybody else. And I also go by Son of Slums, because I like to shine light in dark places. So eventually I'm going to make the transition into where I just probably just go by Son of the Slums. But I come from a church-going family. You know, I, like a lot of young adults want to grow up fast. So I indulge into a lot of things that I shouldn't have been involved in at an early age. You know, really trying to find out who I was, just mainly following, man. But music was always there. You know, I always been into music, but I really started taking it serious once I gave my life to Christ, you know.
Amen. That's good. That's good. So let me ask you something. Both of you were saying that you out in the world doing music and singing and rapping. What is it that really was going on in your life when God came and you know, like tapped you on your shoulder and say, hey, I need you to change on up. Where were you and what was going on during that time? And ladies first, B-Rocker, ma'am, answer that right there.
Yes. Well, of course, like I said, I grew up in church, and I knew that there was a heaven and a hell, but I never really had that aha moment, like, okay, that's God. Of course, I'm a mother, so I had my child out of wedlock, of course, because I just recently got married. But I was actually in a, well, not even necessarily in a relationship, but I was dealing with a guy who was abusive, physically, mentally, emotionally, and I knew at that moment it was either me or him, basically, and I knew I had to change my life. It was before my child was born, actually. I started, it was little things God would do. Like one day he took the taste of drinking out of my mouth. And I was like, I don't even want to drink anymore. Like, I don't have the taste for it. I was working a job, and I just felt out of place at this job. I was there for 3.5 years, and I knew I wanted to continue to do this career, but I for sure was out of place. Everyone seemed childish to me. So I just knew my time there was pretty much up, but I still held on to the job because I didn't know God was my source at the time. So I pretty much went through a lot. I was dealing with the guy abusing me, and then I had just had a child, and he was sick, so I was out of work. And I kind of just went through a phase of, okay, I've tried everything in my life. I've given 100% to everything in my life. And my sister invited me to church, and she was saying, you know, I go to this church, and people are loving them. And I was like, okay, let me try this, because I grew up in church. I know that God can save. I know he gives peace, and I know he'll give me direction, because at that moment, I had absolutely no idea where I was going. I didn't know what was next in my life. I just knew I had to get it together for my son, because I was about to raise a man in this world. And I was like, God, I know I can't do this alone. I can't do it by myself. I can be the most loving mother. I can work the longest hours. And I actually was faced with a choice. Like, his doctor told me, you know, is either you're going to be a mom or you're going to be a hard worker, because your son is sick. You're not coming to doctor appointments because you feel you need to work. And I felt the same urge. Like, it was me having to choose. What you going to do? Is it going to be God? You're going to finally give your life over to God and allow him to direct your path? Or you're going to keep trying to make a way for yourself? So I just gave in, and I've been in ever since. It's been over 3.5 years now since I've been in church, running hard, not, you know, just constantly going for God. And that was my moment, you know, that moment where I said, I can't continue to do this on my own, you know, give it to God, cast all my cares on him. And I'm telling you, the best decision of my life. I should have done it a lot sooner, a lot younger. But I most definitely do not regret anything in my life, because I feel as if, you know, it was how God made me who I am. You know, he took me through something to get my attention. So I'm forever grateful for that. So that is how I kind of got my aha moment and said, let me surrender it all.
Wow. What a powerful testimony. That was so powerful. Amen. Because, you know, and you say, you know, no matter what, it was God's will. We can't
yes,
turn back
yes.
the hands of time. And yeah, we should have did a whole lot of things sooner, but God had to take
yes.
us, let us go through those things and show us something
yes.
to make us better servants for him. See, we're much better
yes.
at what we do for him than we were out in the world. My God.
Yes, we are. Amen.
Powerful. All right, Slim Breeze, that same question come to you, sir. What was going on in your life, and where were you when you had that aha moment, as you call it, when God came and said, hey, I need you over here now, you know? What was going on, man?
You know, man, God will get your attention. He'll sit you down.
Yes, he will.
And I was in a real dark spot, man. I had just turned 33 early that year, and I was separated at the time from my first marriage. I was separated, and I walked out on my family because I was chasing money. You know, we had a lack of funds in the home. I couldn't keep a job, you know, due to, you know, God basically was trying to get me to pay attention to him. But I still had that, you know, I can fix it mentality. I can fix it. I know what to do. And it was all of the wrong things, man. I was selling drugs, using drugs, man. It was a point to where I had this cousin of mine, man, and for about 2 weekends straight, man, it was a lot of violent activity going on, man. I'm blessed to even be breathing right now today, you know, for 2 months straight every weekend, you know, it was gunplay and a lot of craziness going on, man, to the point to where he asked me to take somebody's life for him. And I was like, yeah, I do it, you know, because I felt like if I'm going to be out here, I got to be, you know, everything that I was rapping about in the world, you know what I'm saying? I got to be this guy for real, you know, but like I said, it was always that tug on me, you know. God always had his hand on me, man, you know, it had got to a point before I did anything foolish that was going to probably have me dead or in jail that I distanced myself from everything, man, you know, and there wasn't anything but the Lord, you know. I walked away from everything I had going on. I had about 800 prescription pills. I had the weed, man, and all that stuff going on, man, it was like it wasn't even about the money anymore for me because I was in a dark place. You know, I didn't have any. I had my parents, and I had moved back in their house after staying, you know, sleeping with some pillar to post, man. You know, sleeping in my car sometimes and, you know, whatever I can do because I was still making that decision. I could always go home, but I was making the decision to, you know, be in the streets. And my parents, they weren't going to have it at their house. So when I got tired, like she said, I got tired, man. It was just like, I'm going home and I'm gonna rest. And I told my partner I was through, you know. And I went home and when I got home, crazy thing about it is, you know, growing up in church, I used to read the Bible as a kid, you know, in the church while church was going on, you know, God put me to a scripture or something. I just started reading the Bible. But in this downtime, I began to read, and I didn't even really understand it at first, you know. I was just reading, and I was. Fascinated by, you know, the Lord, you know, and I was knowing that was going to be my answer. I was like, well, what do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? I done tried everything my way. You know, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm stuck. What do you want me to do, Lord? And I just kept reading. I wouldn't even watch TV. Hours at a time would go by. I'd come downstairs, get you something to eat. And I stayed at that. And that's when the aha moment hit me. You know, Christ told me, he said, you got to stop everything that you're doing, and you got to follow my lead. And like I said, from that, man, I really knew I had been changed when me and one of my friends was riding, going somewhere, and I told him, we listened to the radio. And all I heard was Phil. Like, you know, and I love rap. I love hip-hop. But all I was hearing was just the filth of it, man, you know. It made me feel bad. I was like, man, you got nothing else in here we can listen to? He says, my mom got some CDs or something over there, and I grabbed a church CD, put that in, man, and I had so much of the word in me and so much praise in me that I resonated with the gospel, you know what I'm saying, with the music. That made me feel good, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? I like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is good music. And from that point on, man, I've been running for the Lord.
Amen. Amen to that. That's powerful right there. You know, something you both just did, the testimonies that you just gave is something that I feel is absent a lot of today. You know, not saying that it's not out there. So let me get that, let me make that clear. I don't want nobody to say, Pastor Ross, ain't nobody giving testimony. That's a lie. It's not what I said. What I'm saying is that, you know, not enough testimonies are being fed to our young adults and our young people. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. They're living yeah. that lifestyle that we used to live, and they don't think yeah. that there's uh-huh. no other way out. They don't see that light. No, you know what I'm saying? Really. They don't feel that they can get there. So that's going to lead me to this first song right here that I want to play. He did it for me. You know, your testimony yeah. sounds like a real good reason for that song, but I want to hear yeah. What was going on when this song resonated in your spirit to be able to put it to music. Talk about that.
Yeah, and well, then, on this track, go ahead, babe.
You can go, because I know most of the most of the music that we produce, he picks the track itself, the soundtrack. And he was saying that he wanted to do a song off of this. He said it was something speaking to him. And most of the time, I'm the hook person. So he turned on the beat, and he actually came up with the hook to this song. So that is why I let him pick this one, because I don't know what resonated for him when he did it. But when I heard his hook, I already knew, like, what to say. Like, Holy Spirit, have your way, and you tell me what I need to say. But we already knew from our testimony. Mm. We knew what God had done for us. So I let him.
Amen.
You know, with this song, Pastor Rod, it was something I wanted to be uplifting and, you know, encouraging, because going through this, the whole COVID thing in 2020, you know, it was kind of the height of that COVID thing at the time. And, you know, a lot of people losing jobs, wasn't working, and, you know, it was just, I felt like a time that we needed to encourage people that he will do it. Because you got to think about, you know, people that got less than us, you know, but they still got life. You know, he can do it in any situation. You know, it doesn't matter what the situation is, he can do it. And I can say that because he did it for me. So that's pretty much what I was feeling when I came up with the hook for that one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here's our first single we're going to play today. Slim Breeze and B Rocker. It's called He Did It For Me. He can do it for you, too. Pay attention to it. YAT Radio. Check it out.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Slim Breeze and B Rocka. He did it for me, so I know he can do it for you. That goes without saying. I tell you, man, that's powerful right there. And that's a testimony we can tell everybody about right there, boy, I tell you. Here's something you all, I wanted to save this a little bit, you know, before I throw it out there. So I'm going to keep moving before I say that because I want to blow everybody's mind with this one right here. tell everybody a little bit about, you got an album that you just released. How did it feel being in the middle of this COVID pandemic and, you know, releasing music and dropping an album, and how did that go? How was that, you know, all of that done during that time when everybody was on lockdown? Talk about that, because there's some artists that's going to face something like this later on down the line. We don't predict the future, but you know what I'm saying? God say ain't nothing new under the sun. So, you know what I'm saying? Things that has happened will happen again. It's going to look different to us, but we got to be prepared. So tell some of these young artists out here how you achieved this. Because, see, God's children, you know what I'm saying, didn't go through what the world's children went through now. So talk about that.
Amen. All right. I like how you put that, brother.
That's real talk there.
Yes, You want to get them,
babe? Sure. I just feel my take on still producing music during a pandemic is, as I say before, I know that a lot of things in this world, people, you know, they kind of put that above God, but we always thank God before all that. So, of course, if God gave us something and he put something on us to release and go forward with, we wasn't going to allow anything to stop it. So, of course, we did what we had to do. If they said wear a mask. They said wash your hands. They said social distance. We had to social distance, but we knew just because something as minute, because I call it minute, is not as big as our God, something as minute as a coronavirus wasn't going to stop anything that God told us or put in our spirit to do. Because that's just like Jonah. When he told Jonah to go and do something, and Jonah was like, oh, well, this and that. And, you know, it sounds more like excuses when you start telling God, well, God, I'm faced with this. Okay, well, I'm the God over everything. So why do you stop what you're doing? Because you won't allow anything else to stop you. It could be pouring cats and dogs outside, and people still going to go to the club. They're going to say, oh, well, people be shooting all the time out there, and they still going to go to a block party. So if I felt as if, you know, if I wear my mask and the person who still recorded, you know, he's very clean. He doesn't have any people hanging around and all of that. So it was real easy, you know, reach out to him. Or my husband do most of the reaching out when it comes to setting up studio time. But, you know, he reached out to him, and we had certain time frames or schedules to say, hey, we're going to record this song by this time. We're going to get this done by that time. And we just stuck with it, honestly, you know, just not being deterred or delayed or anything like that. And, you know, first and foremost, we prayed about it, you know. So if God gave it to us, he put it in our heart, there's no point going back to God and say, God, do you really want us to do this? Because now we got a question if we really trust that God told us to do it in the first place, and that's not it. So we just had to move forward and say that.
Say that. Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, brother, won't you chime in on that if there's anything you can add to it?
Hit the nail on the head, man.
I'm telling you.
We knew we had to go forward. We had, you know, once you put something in your spirit, man, you know, obedience, you know, we had to obey. And like you said, you know, we followed the guidelines. We had closed studio sessions, so it would just be me, her, and if we had, you know, the studio guy, you know, he engineered and whatnot, so it would usually just be us three in there, really. And we bring our son along sometimes, and, you know, but we actually ended up having to battle with COVID. You know, both of us quarantined at the same time. You know, we had COVID, and God brought us through that, man, around December, you know. So we came in, we brought the new year in quarantine, but God, you know, God.
Amen.
That's powerful right there. And it's something because both of you all, you know, directed your comments towards obedience. And when we read in Deuteronomy 28 yeah. talks about either you're going to be obedient or disobedient. And if you're going to be obedient, you're going to be blessed going out. You're going to be blessed coming in. Now, if you're going to be disobedient, you're going to be punished going out and punished coming in.
Amen.
You better say it. Listen now, I think what happens is, and man and woman of God, listen to this now. I think what is happening right now, God is taking us through that test again. We're going through it right now.
Yes.
And a lot of people are not paying attention to that. What God is doing, and you said something, woman of God, that we put everything else before we put God. We gonna still go outside, it's raining cat and dogs, we gonna do this, we're gonna go to the club, we're gonna go to the party, but we ain't going to work with God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of this is taking place, but we're not gonna go worship God. We're not gonna praise him, we're not gonna thank him. So when you see all of this going on, and I know reading your bio, you go out constantly doing outreach. And the outreach is done so often, and it's something because when you're doing that right now, and let me ask you something, when you go out doing outreach and God talks to us about the false prophets that are out here, do you feel when you're out here doing Blessings on the Block, the confusion of the mixed teachings that the people are getting? Do you see a problem with that going on when you out there evangelizing?
Yes, most definitely. You can take it back because I know you're on your way to work.
Yeah, I was going to say we have been in positions where people with different beliefs they come up and approach us while we're out. Ministering and doing what God they do, they come up and they challenge us, want to try to throw scriptures and twist the scriptures, in their favor. And, but we stand firm. We stand firm on what the mission is and try not to get too deterred because it's not about the color. It's not about... people want to debate. It's not about debate. The Bible tells us to stay away from that,
That's right.
So we're not going to go back and forth, but we are going to stand firm on the word. He died, he rose. That was for our sins. And that's the gospel. You know what I'm saying? We out here preaching the gospel. We out here preaching Christ. And, there's a lot of new age stuff going on now, man. A lot of new age stuff. So, yeah, I see it all the time, with different little symbolisms and stuff, the way kids talk nowadays, they can speak about, loving everybody, as long as it's about love, God is love, but they're not talking about the God of the Bible, They're talking about their God, whatever they want to make their gods, So this new age religion, man, is really going strong in the land, and that's what the Bible talks about. It's going to come a time to where the real church is going to be persecuted because we stand up for the word of God, because we are followers of Christ. We're all, going to face persecution. Like you said, there's nothing new under the sun.
That's the truth. Now, see, that's the truth right there. Ma'am, you wanted to chime in on that too?
Yes, I wanted to speak on it because sometimes it's not even just in the streets that I see or notice the false prophets. Sometimes you see it in church and other different ministries. That we connect with at times. You have those people who will sit right in the midst of the word, the same word you get. And as soon as you leave, they start to contradict or battle with the word that you just received. And sometimes, at that moment, you shut it down because, you really don't You know, you don't debate with them, but you don't have to listen to it. You keep doing what you've been, you know, what God told you to do. And I actually had to speak with younger kids a lot of times because I'm one of the youth leaders at my church. I've actually had one of the girls actually say that to me one time, like, you know, I can't take a lot of people at church seriously, basically, because she said, you know, she see people at church and they're praising God, they're worshiping, and they're crying out, and then as soon as they leave, they're smoking weed, they're drinking, they're cursing, and they're acting like the people of the world. And I had to just pretty much tell her, you know, when you get closer to God, he'll show you who's real and who's not. He'll give you discerning spirit. So he'll tell you, you know, who you can speak with, who you can find in. And I was like, just like, you know, when you look at me, do you see me doing that? If you need to hang around us more outside of church to see that we're the same here as we are outside of church, because the people you're surrounding by are surrounded by living your daily day-to-day lives. They're confusing her at a young age. She's confused, and it's aggravating to her, as you could tell. And once we had that conversation, she kind of opened up. She was more receiving to the activity we was doing, you know. And now when she comes to church, she's like, hey, you know, she's more excited. Before, she was real reserved. She had a wall up. Like, she didn't really want to talk. She felt like, you know, I ain't got to listen to none of this, you know. So I feel like it's both, you know, outside the church and inside the church as well.
See, I'm glad you brought that up. I just wanted y'all to put stuff on the table before I put it out there. And I'm so glad that you put that out there, because, see, that's what we do here at Breaking Chains. We attack that spirit that's within the people.
Yes.
See, people are attacking each other.
Yes.
But, see, we're supposed to be after the likeness. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So that means we're supposed to act like him. And Jesus came here and walked on earth to show us how we are to do that. And see, we attack each other and instead of going to that spirit, you know, looking at that person but calling that spirit out, that spirit of whatever, come up out of him. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
With you saying that, though, and Slim Breeze, let me know when you got to go, sir. I know that you got to get out of here soon. With you bringing that up, let me ask you something. Do you feel we as the church are on our assignment, that the Great Commission that we were given, our assignment? Do you feel that we are on our assignment as the body of Christ, or are we just doing our own thing, just trying to get that glory for ourselves? What's going on with that?
If I had to speak on us as a body, because I can't single anybody out, I can say we need to go harder. I do say we need to rise up. I can say, you know, I feel like the world is more bold. They're bolder than we are. Like, they say it loud and proud.
Yeah.
They don't care. They wear it. They're consistent with what they do. Like, they literally would get on Facebook every day broadcasting nothing but evil activities, nothing but, you know, homophobes and all that. Like, they put that out there daily. Like, they're used. And I heard, I think it was either my bishop one time, he said there used to be a time people were scared of exposing their sin. Now they don't even care, you know. They don't care if they're exposed, their sin is exposed. They don't hide it anymore. But I also heard another preacher say, you have Christian closet, like closet Christians. They're in the closet now. Like, these people, they say they're coming out the closet. Now you got Christians, they don't even say anything to them. They keep them comfortable in their sin. They don't speak on it. They still hang around them. They still hang, you know, go with them, go to church, sit next to them, hang outside of church with them. And I think that kind of keeps them comfortable. Like, we can't keep them comfortable because now we're the blood on our hands, basically. Like, you're telling them, I accept that. And a lot of times it's not that we are saying we're perfect people, but we're striving to be perfect. And if we're going to strive to be perfect, we need some people that's going to run on the side of us and push us and tell us, you know, you're capable of doing it. Like, everybody loves to use that scripture. There's no perfect person, or, you know, God didn't, you know, he didn't create us to be perfect. And, you know, they love to use that. But I love to say, if Jesus did it, anybody can do it. He let us know that it could be done. And, you know, like I said, that as a body, no, I don't feel as if the body of people, because they're conforming too much for me. You see them doing all the dances. You see them playing all the songs. You see them trying to do songs with the worldly artists. And I'm like, okay, there should be a line drawn. There should be something that says, I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on this rock. I won't be set apart. I won't be moved. I won't be swayed. I won't be like, there should be no give in that. So, no, I don't feel. I do feel there's an elite group that's still out there going hard for God. I do believe that there is a remnant, but there still needs to be more people.
Man. All right, brother, go ahead.
She put it all in the bottle, man. Put the top on it, man. It ain't much room to add to that. I do want to say I noticed it's a lot more churching going on. You know, people are playing, you know, the church roles.
Yes.
Other than actually then, you know, really loving, you know, really giving, you know what I'm saying? Really, you know, from their heart, you know, it's like they're going through the motions and say, okay, well, we do this every year. We're going to have our food drive and we do this every, you know, they're going through the routine. And it's not how it used to be. The church don't have the authority in the communities anymore because we're in an age of darkness right now. These times we're in, the demons are taking over because we're not walking in the authority that the Lord gave us. You know, he gave us authority in this land.
Yes,
and,
he did.
We have to be connected to the vine. We got to stay connected to the vine in order, you know, to walk in that authority. And like you said, when you play in church, you can't. You're not truly connected. You're not worshiping in spirit and in truth. So, you know, it's pretty much entertainment going on, and that's what the world likes. The world likes when they're entertained. So they can go to church and be entertained, and they can leave because it really didn't have to stir their soul because the spirit wasn't there. So they can go leave out of church and go right back to smoking and drinking and whatever they was doing, living how they want to live, and it's running rampant. Like that, you know, not to say that every church is like that because I can speak for my church. I know the spirit. Hey, that's what got me at my church. The spirit is definitely there.
Man.
So I know it's other institution that's probably working, like, you know, in the spirit out there too, but it's not enough. You know, with churches being a church on every corner, it's not enough. And I feel like B-Rocker said, we got to tighten up.
Amen. That's true, man. That's true. You said it, though. There's a church on every corner. And that's something we talk about through the week here on the podcast. There's a church on every corner, but there's hell breaking loose in between those corners. So something's wrong with that picture right there. You understand what I'm saying?
It is.
And here's something. What does Satan say? Peter, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And what's about to happen?
Okay.
What's about to happen, y'all? Is that, you know what I'm saying? You know what the conclusion of that was? That he was out there playing like he was a worshiper and serving God, but the devil whooped him off and beat him so bad he was butt naked when he left there running. So what the problem is that everybody that says, Jesus said, everybody that say, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So,
God.
You know, you can scream Jesus all day long, but if Jesus is not in your heart, it don't have no power. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? He said we got to serve him in spirit and in truth.
And in truth. Amen.
Simple as that. Let's talk about this other song here, and it's perfect how this one's coming up. This was your first single called Worship You, and that's something, because what we just talked about, we got to worship God. We got to praise him. And see, we're choosing when to do that. We got to wait to go to the house of God, and we forget that we the church. We are the church.
Yes.
Come on now.
It's not that building. Amen. We the church. So that means wherever we go, the Spirit of the Lord is there. Wherever we go is our pulpit. Wherever we go is the sanctuary, no matter where you are.
Amen.
And we're supposed to worship him. So talk about this song, We Worship You.
Amen. Worship You was, like you said, it was a song that we pretty much said, you know, hey, we are the church. Let's make a song that is actually going to kind of put praise and worship together, because I'm a true worshiper at heart. I praise and worship all day long. But, of course, he loves the hip-hop thing, and he can do the he does the rapping, and he loves the up-tempo beat. So I was like, we can make a song that'll be, that'll resonate with these kids nowadays, where they can actually say, okay, they don't even notice it, but as you're saying in these words, you're saying, I'm worshiping you no matter what I'm doing, because you're pretty much doing it in spirit and in truth. You're worshiping God. May not sound like you are, but you are. And, you know, that was my take on that. You know, like, don't sit down on God. Worship him. Get up. Clap your hands. You know, wave your hands, lift your hands, worship God, because he's the creator of all things. Don't fall in love with the creation. Fall in love with the creator. So that was my take on doing worship.
Amen. Now, that's good. Fall in love with the creation. Fall in love with the creator. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good right there. All right. You know, that scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6, stands out when you say that. No matter what's going on, he's telling us to trust in him with all our heart. Don't lean to our own understanding.
Lean not on our own understanding.
He's saying, all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight.
Yes.
And you know what we do? We try to figure it out ourselves. Slim Breeze, you was talking about that earlier, about trying to do things ourselves, figure it out. It just don't work, y'all. So everybody, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together. Slim Breeze, B Rocker. It's called Worship You. YAT Radio, raising the sound of life.
I will worship you. I'm not afraid what comes my way. I will worship you. No matter what, up or down, I will worship you.
No stage, just worship and praise. To the end of my days, lift them up. He put an end to my ways, I switched them up. He picked me up, surely I was thinking. Now he the foundation, the key to salvation. The way in the life, no doubt, the butt naked. Round of applause with a standing ovation. He's worthy, we're purchased for just the occasion. Was dirty at first, but with his blood he paid me. So my hands I raise and wave when I praise him. The beat hit hard, now I'm dancing like David. Spread out the love and the joy to my neighbor. Black, white, brown, red, yellow, all the flavors. My God, the only one can save us. My God, he deserves it, so let's praise him.
My hands up, praise him with my hands up. Kingdom people, stand up. I will worship you. Got my crown up, with royalty we rise up. Intercede and bless up. I will worship you, we'll worship you. Yeah. How dare you sit down? Your life, he has turned it around. Your head up and stay for a crown. So you better not let him down. Oh, you gotta get up. Praises up, send praises up. Though this ain't love, this can't be love. When I am weak, he lifts me up. Now look, now let me switch it off for a minute. You know it ain't real if your heart not in it. Trying to pay bills ain't got paid in a minute. God was providing this life that I'm living for him. He gets all glory and honor. Protect me from darkness, no confusion, the drama. For real. Why wouldn't you just praise him? Lift your hands up and just praise him, worship him. Yeah.
My hands up, praise him with my hands up. Kingdom people, stand up, I will worship you. Got my crown up, with royalty we rise up. Intercede and bless up, I will worship you, we'll worship you.
We gotta get up, get up, get up, get up,
get up,
get up,
get up.
Send praises up, send praises
up.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. Gospel recording artist Slim Breeze and B Rocker, our special guest this afternoon. I know that he had to go. I want to thank him. So I guess I could go and throw this out there now because you know he had to go to work. So we thank him. So his wife is still here. So I got to throw it out there. Ms. B. Rocker, tell everybody, you know, I'm excited because this is my first time having a gospel recording artist that are husband and wife.
Yes.
So I was trying to save that for a little minute, and y'all was throwing those hints out there. I was like, I know people picking up on it. Baby, yes. He said, baby, all right, my husband. I was like, oh, they know now. So everybody that didn't know, Slim Breeze and B. Rocka are husband and wife. So talk about that right there. Yes. So what a powerful moment there. Celebrate that with us, man.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry, we're dropping clues. Well, actually, we've actually ran into each other at church a few times because I was attending the church, and he's actually friends with another gospel artist, and I attend church with them. And, of course, at that time, I was just focused on God, and his friend's wife just kept saying, Brittany, you're not dating anyone? And I was like, no, I'm not dating anyone. And she's like, stay available. And I was like, what? So I didn't say anything else to her. I was just like, okay. And we actually, we met at church. She introduced us. And I was like, I remember you. I've seen you a few times. And so from there, we just started talking and communicating and stuff. And we found out we had the same interest or passion for music. So we actually got on another guy song before together. And I think during that time we were still dating. And then once we started doing songs together, he thought about, hey, maybe we should do an album together. And I was like, sure, you know, I wouldn't mind doing it. This is what I love to do. I'm on a praise and worship team at church, so I'm always singing. So, we actually started doing the music together, but it was not just the music that drew us, you know. It was just, like, honestly, I never met a guy in church that I felt so drawn to, and I knew that at that moment, you know, that God was speaking to me about him. But, of course, you know, I had to still ask God to lead and direct me, guide me, show me how to do this thing, because, as I stated before, I was in an abusive relationship before, and I think after that, how I viewed men, you know, I kind of took my time. I was real standoffish. I wasn't really bothered if I, you know, if I dated anyone or I really cared. So I had to have, you know, that talk with God, like, Daddy God, show me how to be, you know, this woman that, you know, show me how to be a wife before I even met him, you know. So I most definitely was, it was like, you know, my son took to him, you know. He's like, he didn't care. He, you know, he talked to him all the time, and it was just real easy. It was smooth sailing. It was like we just knew what God was telling us to do. And we actually got married in September of 2020. Our album was released in October. We had an album release party, and it was really good. Like, all of this took place in during a pandemic. So we just know that, you know, if God will bring us through a pandemic and, you know, bless us the more while the world's going crazy, I'm sure there's nothing he won't ever do for us or withhold from us as long as we keep serving him.
Amen. Amen. Congratulations on the marriage. Congratulations on the album. You know, that to me is, like, very powerful and blessed of God for sure. And, you know, So much is coming your way. So many blessings to you and your husband and what y'all are doing, because it's something your husband was saying about, you know, and you both mentioned about the real church, and the thing about it is that there's a difference than the church and the church of Jesus Christ, and that has to be able to show, and people need to be able to identify. So what would you say, being a gospel recording artist, someone that has been through some rough patches in life and where you are right now in your life, what would you say to our young ladies out there today? Because, you know, looking at our young people today, this is not an insult to anybody, because we don't insult anybody. We just talk about things that people don't want to talk about. It seems like our young people are not being trained up under the word of God, and God is so distant from a lot of young people, a lot of families right now. What would you say to our young ladies right now, specifically our young ladies, you know, half naked, you know what I'm saying, selling themselves for getting on twerking and doing all these things. And what would you say to our young ladies? You know, everybody knows what's going on. What would you say to them today to try to give them some kind of hope or some focus, you know?
If I was sitting in front of a group of young ladies now, I would just truly encourage them to get connected with genuine, a Bible-based church, someone that can teach them about love and kindness and show them that they're worth more than what they view themselves as, and to not allow the world to dictate what love and respect and all of those things are supposed to feel like, because they have no idea what love is if they're allowing the world to teach them. But I wouldn't necessarily draw in on the ladies, young ladies. First and foremost, I would want to speak to, you know, their parents. Like, where are the parents? And then even further into that, like, where are the fathers? Like, if I had to speak to the men and the fathers of the generation who are raising these daughters, if they're active in their children's life, I'll most definitely tell them these daughters need love, because when you're growing up, you learn how a man is supposed to love you and treat you based on how your father treats you and his wife. And I learned a lot of things about what love was and what love wasn't based on what I didn't receive, you know, and not a lot of people would have that same mentality as me. Not a lot of people would be as strong-willed as me, because I was around a lot of things growing up, but I just wasn't influenced to do it, you know. So I most definitely would just tell them, you know, be you. Stand out, be different. Don't be so easily influenced to do what the other women are doing or the other girls are doing, because they're selling themselves short. They're basically not being one in a million. They're a million in one. And and I think it stands true when you tell people to be yourself, stand firm in being yourself, save yourself. Like, that is an absolute treasure, to save yourself, know your worth. And you can't know who you are until you get in Christ, because he shows you who you are. He knew you before you were born, before you was even thought of by your parents, you know. So never allow anything that you was born into to dictate how your future will look. But yeah, that's what I would tell them, to encourage them to, you know, kind of help steer their minds to open their eyes and ears to what God tells them about themselves.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. That's a good message for our young ladies, even for our women out there. You said that you have a son. Y'all have a son, too, and you're raising a young man now. He's going to be a young man. He's going to grow up to be a man. So I want you to, and you know, what would you say? Because you have to. You're gonna be doing all of this. What about our young men?
Yes.
You know, because it's you know, it's crucial out here. You know, a lot of killing, you know, a lot of disrespect, you know, it's wild. So what about our young men?
Our young men right now, I feel our young men need that love as well. They need to see more examples of men loving their wives, loving their kids, and being consistent, because they're not. I think a lot of fathers have backed up on being stern with their boys because they want them to be tough, but they also want them to be able, you know, I think more guys find joy in boys being players and all this, but they need to be raised the same way, know how to be committed to one person, because now I feel like you're teaching them to straddle the fence. You're teaching them to be, you know, I guess double-minded, because they're trying to live a double life. And they find it okay. They're complacent. But I pretty much just always stick to that scripture, raise up a child the way you want him to go, because when he's older, he won't depart. I'm surrounded by a lot of men and kids at church, and just watching how they interact with their parents, I can see a great difference in some of the kids when their parents are enforcing a lot of things at home, especially the father. And then I can tell when the parents or the father has slacked off. So I most definitely speak to them on those terms and tell them, you know, be consistent. Whatever you was doing before, if y'all was on Bible study at home, if y'all was doing praise and worship at home, get back to that, because I can tell the difference. And, you know, speak with your kids. Allow them the chance to tell you what they're going through at school sometimes, because they're going to be different. They're going to be picked on for being in the church, especially during this time, because you have more kids that don't attend church than it was back in our days. Every day, every Monday, we knew everybody went to church yesterday, whether their parents was sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, they was at church. Now you have more kids that ain't in church. They ain't got nobody saved in their family and nobody praying for them. So, you know, just continue to show them that love and encourage them that they can be anything they want to be, but they have to keep God first.
Amen, amen, amen. As we wrap up this first hour, we're coming across the top of the hour, 6 o'clock straight up, where we are right now. So wherever you are in the world, you're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, our gospel recording artist guest today, Slim Breeze and B Rockers. Slim Breeze had to go. He had to go to work, so he had to clock in. So we thank him, and this is his wife, B Rocker. So everybody know now, first husband and wife team on the show. So as we step into the second hour, don't worry, won't hold you long. I told them I wasn't going to keep you much longer. want to ask a question. We were talking about how you said something about how we need to, you know, the real church needs to stand up. We got to, we got to go hard. When you say that and you talk about going hard, do you feel that the traditional, based on the going hard for Christ, are we clashing right now?
The traditional going hard and what I'm saying going hard?
Well, the traditional church, I should say that, because you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about, you know, when grandmama and granddaddy used to take us to church and how they view things how we need to be today based on how the evil is today opposed to how it was then. Evil is evil, but like you said, it's so wide open now. You know what I'm saying? They don't care. So are we clashing? Okay. Are we clashing within right now?
Yes, we are clashing, and I believe that's because I feel as if, and like you said, no disrespect or throwing or pointing things at anybody, but I do feel as if those who have been in the church longer and the superior or older people, they're stuck in a religious thing. I feel as if they're more traditional and they want to keep things going the way that they were raised to do it. But the demons are running rampant, and what they did before won't work now because these kids it's a different generation. Or things being birthed, more people walking around with more legions basically on them. And it's not just, we got to pray for them and we have to do this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, I know we have to do more. I know it takes more. It takes more to get someone saved in the church now. But and this is another reason why I love my church, because nothing we do ever in church is perfect. We know what we're going in. We study and, you know, to show ourselves approved, but we never say on this Sunday every year we're doing this. You know, it's not scripted. They can't time us and say we're going to do this and that, and we got, and we don't even be in church for a long amount of time. Like, some people be like, oh, I can make it to church. They ain't going to get out till around 12:30, 1 o'clock. You know, you have some churches that every Sunday you know when they're going to be taking up offering. You know, when they're going to be doing altar calls, and you know when they're going to be out of church. Our church, you can't tell that. Like, we allow the Spirit to move and have his way. So if we have 2 hours, okay. And at times, sometimes we'll skip all over, you know, like going right into the word or offering, and we go right to praise and worship, because some people come in, they really need to just lay at the altar. So I think some stuff shouldn't be so traditional scripted. I do feel like a lot of people have gotten too far away from how things used to be, where they're too comfortable and they've gotten away from a lot of things, how we used to do things, where making sure you watch what you're wearing in church. They've gotten away from that. Even in church, cell phones, you know, I feel we need to go back to that type of stuff. But I most definitely feel like the older church and the new model church are clashing. Everybody feels like it's a competition. I see too much competition in the body, and everybody's forgetting that it's one body, one servant. You know, we got one word, So I do feel like there's too much competition, you know. I feel like, you know, if there's more churches on every corner, there should be a powerful move of God, and, you know, all that other stuff doesn't even matter. But I do feel like we do. We have to go harder. We have to go back to getting to the authentarian. But if, you know, something has to give, basically.
Amen to that now. Now, see, you brought up something that's so powerful, that competition. The competition is so thick and it's so bad. And I think that a scripture that needs to stand out when it comes to that competition is Psalms 24, 8 through 10, when it says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates. And lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And then it says, Selah. You need to pause and think about that for a second. Because I think what you're saying about that competition, I see it. One reason why, and let me say this. Let me put this out there. Because I haven't talked about it, but it's been in my spirit. And you're going to make me say this, and it needs to be said because it came up in my spirit as you were speaking. One reason why I do not come out to a lot of the community activities anymore is because of the competition, because of the backbiting, because of the backstabbing. Not only that, it's because of the whispering, you know, the gossiping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You grinning in each other's face and talking about praise the Lord, but as soon as the lights turn off, the mics turn off, you talking negative, you going after each other, and sometimes is that God would allow you to see things and hear things that you don't even think nobody even seeing and hearing, just because. So how do you feel about that's going on? Because you're out there evangelizing a lot with a lot of things and a lot of different ministries. And listen, this is not to attack anybody. I can't attack the church because I'm the church. I'm not going to attack myself.
Amen.
But I'm going to speak on things that should not be happening in the church, nor in God's house. So what do you feel about that when you're out there? I know that y'all are out there doing the work of the Lord, but when you see those things going on, what do you feel about that? What do you see? Because I know you see it, you know, because you're out there. talk about that just for a minute, because, you know, you don't have to go into it too long, because I know that, you know, you see it and you know just exactly what I'm talking about. Talk about that for a minute.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
I actually think if more people, I know everybody heard that story of the guy who wanted to leave the church, and his pastor told him, before you leave, I want you to take this cup of water and I want you to walk around the church a few times without spilling this cup. And he asked him once everything was over, so how was service? Did Sister So-and-so do this Sunday? Or the same thing you was complaining about with this person doing this Sunday? Or what about when that person was doing that this Sunday? Did you notice any of that this time? And that person's response was, I didn't notice none of that because I was too busy watching the cup to make sure it didn't spill. And I think a lot of people have gotten away from minding their own business at times and not speaking on things where they really don't know what people battle with. And I think their discernment or the fruit of the spirit kicks in, because the fruit of the spirit actually, there's temperance. We have to have self-control. We have to have patience and through long suffering. And if we could possess the fruit of the spirit, we won't be around here doing all of that gossiping and backbiting and, you know, speaking bad on anyone. Because I actually encountered a guy at the park the other day, and I told him it was actually good to be able to see another fellow brother in Christ at a park, because anywhere that I go, I'm surrounded by people that are in the world. You can tell they're in the world because they look like the world. And just to hear him on the phone giving scripture to someone else, his dad, seeing his Jesus chain, you know. And I wear Jesus bracelets all the time, or bracelets with a scripture on it, or I wear a shirt that has a scripture or something on it. And I know people look at me and they might say, Jesus freak. But they wear a lot of their things and broadcast it. And I don't feel bad, because I want, when people see me or hear me, I want them to hear and see God. I don't want it to be me. I don't want them to say, oh, you know, she's doing this, she's doing that, because I don't ever want my good to be evil spoken of. So a lot of people have, when they do that, I say, you know what, there's no competition. I don't allow it to get to me, because when I do hear it and see it, of course, sometimes like you, I do feel the need to not even go near that crowd of people who's doing it, but I don't allow it to affect me. I'm not easily deterred, because a lot of people have brought up that church hurt word, and I don't necessarily believe in that. I feel that when you go into a church, you don't go in for the people. You go in because God has called you there. And never allow anything or anybody to make you leave the church. You know, if that is where God sent you, that is where he wants you to stay, you stay no matter how people talk. And I have a song like that. I told him, I said, people going to talk. That girl might be looking crazy. That guy may have a lot of issues. And people going to stare and they going to talk. But you are here for God. You keep serving God. You keep praising God. You keep worshiping God. Because if you keep doing your part, eventually the spirit will convict them and they will get it right. But I most definitely see it. I don't entertain it. But, you know, I just pray that, you know, eventually we all get it right. We all get it together before it's too late. Because I know that five wise and five foolish, we're going to have people that's actually there with us. They have their lamp, but they ain't got no oil. And
that's right.
It's all true.
That's good right there. That's good. And it's something, because that takes me to Romans 3 down there in chapter 22, 23, where it says, you were talking about just then about the distinction between if you can look at a person and tell that they're in the world and look at it. Because I think that they should be able to look at a child of God, no matter whether you got on a chain, a T-shirt, or anything, and know that, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
There's something different about that person right there. They just not ordinary. And it's something, because, you know, we're not ordinary. He calls us a peculiar people, you know, a special possession.
Yes.
You know, that's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, because God tells us that there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, and I think that a lot of people don't really truly understand what that means. That doesn't mean that you're not a sinner. You know what I'm saying? It could be in a thought. It could be in a word.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something you did. You know what I'm saying? A way that you treated somebody. It's a sin in God's eyes, because I think that down here we get things confused with how God sees things. And God says that, and I'm going to sum it up like this. God says, doesn't the heavens sit higher than the earth? So aren't my ways and my thoughts much higher than yours? So I think that we have to get to that place where we understand that, you know what I'm saying, we all are sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God, every last one of us. Ma'am, this song that I want to play now, this is the first song that I heard from you and your husband. And that's what pulled me to you, this song I'm about to play, because it touched my spirit. And it's called Under Construction. My God, because it's something I used to say a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. If you look at me, you will see this sign around my neck that says Under Construction. And when I heard that song, I was like, Lord, I need to get to know them right there, because they know me and I ain't even never met them, because I feel that way.
Yes.
I feel that way to this day. I feel I'll be under construction until I meet Christ in the clouds. You understand? Until he calls me home, I feel like I'll be under construction. When I take my last breath, I feel that the construction of my life on this side will be done.
Mm-hmm.
But my new life will start with him. You know what I'm saying? I've been rebuilt, you know? So talk about that song. Mm-hmm. What was going on to bring that song? Because that sounds like a transitioning song right there, boy. For me, it did.
It actually was, because, you know, when two or three are joined together, the devil always comes trying to separate what God has called. He'll try to bring this confusion. He'll try to anything he can use to try to separate the two. And we both had to remember, you know, that we all are still under construction. We all are still, you know, we're clay in God's hands. We are constantly being shaped and molded. And I always tell myself, because I heard my apostle say it one time at Whispers of Wisdom, she says we have to remain moldable, pliable, moldable, pliable, and movable in God's hands, because there's never a moment where we have to feel like we've ever became. Like we can never get to a place where we say, oh yeah, I made it. No, every day we wake up. That's why every time when I pray, and like you did earlier, you opened up, you said, God, if there's any sins that we committed, we're repenting right now. And I say that, and I know a lot of people, when they hear us pray and we repent all the time, it's not that we know we did something, or every time we pray we repent because we know we're going to do it again. No, we do that because we know at times it's just that easy sometimes to fall. It's sometimes like it's work, you know. It's something that we have to continue to work at. It's a constant work. And I think, you know, at that time we were transitioning. We just had to remind ourselves, stay under construction. Never feel like you completely made it. But just know we're under construction. Don't take me for where I'm at now, because we sang a song in church and it says, I see me in the future and I look much better than I look right now. And, you know, and I speak that over our marriage all the time. Like right now, we're still under construction. We are going to always be under construction. But I think we have to remember and always remain in that phase of loving you as you transition through everything that you're going through. Because you're not going to be the same person you was yesterday, a year from now, a month from now. But I want to see you continue to elevate and climb higher and go deeper in God. Because as a Christian, I feel like everybody should be rockets. And the higher that a rocket goes up, it loses something. And that's construction to me. That's something that is a phase. And you're dropping off stuff. You're not going to look the same when you reach the moon as you when you left the earth. So that was our take on that transition and that song.
That's good right there. That's real good. Because you said that we are going to be under construction. And you brought up that potter. Boy, let me tell you something. You saying that right there, it's like, you know, every evening, you know, when I get ready to lay it down, I'm telling God, you know what I'm saying, take me on into the potter's house, you know what I'm saying, put me on the wheel, because I know it's something that then caused a crack in me today, you know what I'm saying, that was something, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it could be a thought that run across our mind. That is not of God. You know what I'm saying? We didn't got upset. Somebody done ran us off the road. Our attitudes and change, our demeanor. It could be anything. But, you know, God put me on the potter's wheel and prepare me for tomorrow. If it's your wheel, wake me up. You know what I'm saying? Let me be in a brand. It's a brand new day. So why not be like a brand new person? You know what I'm saying? You don't have to bring yesterday's problems into your day's present. You know, it just doesn't always have to go that way. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together for this song right here. It's a good one. This is the one that captured me, Slim Breeze, B Rocker. It's called Under Construction, YAT Radio, raising the sound.
My soul, under construction. Under construction. This world is world. Headed for destruction. Headed for destruction. My soul. Under construction. Under construction. This world is world. Headed for destruction. Headed for destruction.
Get it right, keep it tight anytime. Cause my God ain't playing with your juju these days. Who you gonna serve and then you stand up on it? He is the potter, I'm the clay. Shake me till I smooth out. Put me in the fight, I will mirror your reflection. I say reflection, I mean it when I say it. His word would never fail, was created in his image. See my father put within me all that's needed to never be defeated, so I'll never be defeated. No, he has our power. power. So why you plan? Prosperity and blessings is all that's in his plan for me. It's true. My soul be constructed by you, Lord, yes, yes.
My soul under construction. This world is war, headed for destruction. Living by it, ask your people about me, by the dollar. We came from the bottom, trying to get a bottom. Don't know who to follow, son, they don't know who to follow. Never learned to swim, so we drown sorrows in a heated bottle. Running from our problems, but we headed for destruction. Acknowledge God, but deny his power and instructions. He lives in me, delivers me, remove the veil, now I can see. We live in hell for as I can see, but not according to prophecy. We gotta do better. 'Cause I know we can. We gotta choose who you gon' serve. Is it God or man? You knew better, you do better. That's all I'm saying. Keep seeking, keep fasting, and always praying. My soul under construction. This world is war, headed for destruction.
Love for each other, love one another deeply, from the heart.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
Yes, indeed. Nice song right there, Under Construction. I figured that if you're a child of God, you're under construction every day. You know what I'm saying? If you serve him, because one thing about it is, ma'am, this is something that I do believe. We don't know what tomorrow holds for us. You know what I'm saying? We have ambitions. We have dreams. We have goals we want to reach. You know what I'm saying? But this is something that I know that God has told us. Jeremiah 29:11, he says to us, I know the plans I have for you. He say plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. God, we got to stop blaming God, talking about he harmed. God said that he would never harm us. He won't do that. So I do believe that we are under construction every day. I believe that we always need to look to the hills from coming our help, because our help comes from the Lord. And the construction took place. And you said it last hour. You know what I'm saying? Like the scripture say, he knew us before we entered into our mother's womb. He knew us before we entered this world, before anybody knew us. And we need to take that serious. When he created, he said, let us make man in our, us in our plural, not singular. We need to study and find out who is us and who is our, if you don't know. So you will know who it is that you were created after. You know what I'm saying? We want to look like daddy, but we sure don't want to act like him, do we? We don't want to act like our heavenly father. We want to be players and pimps and gangsters like our earthly. Oh, Lord, I'm stepped on some toes. Boy. Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and all things will be added.
And all the other things
will
be added.
Yeah, come on now. And we got to stop running after the world. We too conform. Your husband said it. We done got conformed to the world. Even God's house is starting to look and act just like the world. It's all about lights, camera, action, and entertainment. Praising God. You know what I'm saying? And that's not good. God is not
believing. They praising a God. It's just not the most high.
Not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I tell you that.
Lord Jacob. Amen.
Amen. So, ma'am, tell everybody where they can find you all on social media, where they can find your music, and how to get your product.
Amen. We're actually on, both of us are on YouTube. We have separate pages right now. Here's a still Slim Breeze on YouTube. He's Slim Breeze on Instagram. He has a Slim Breeze on Facebook. You can actually get our music off of Apple Music or iTunes. We are working to get it back loaded on Spotify, but it will be back on Spotify before the end of this month, I'm hoping. But it is on all streaming platforms. The album is on there. We actually have CD copies if anyone wants a signature copy of the merchandise. You can message us. I have a YouTube. It's Brittany B. Rocker Woodard. My Facebook is Missionary Brittany Woodard. I don't have an artist page. I haven't really, you know, been too deep into the artistry just as much as Kelsey, because I still feel like, you know, as long as I walk my walk and the music, it'll come. I still just want to do whatever is pleasing to God. So I most definitely will be more, you know, into the artistry and making sure I keep in contact with those who do reach out. But that is the way to reach out to us, and we pray and hope that, you know, the message that you guys receive from the CD and from the stuff that we post will kind of, you know, push you to say, what must I do to be saved? So that is how you can reach us. That's all of our social media.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. That's good. What must I do? You know, it's something that we are always asking God for things, and we don't ever take the time to pause and ask God, what is that that you need for me to do today, Lord? You know,
yes.
And that's something that, you know, God wants to know that we love Him too. You know,
yes.
We want to know that He loves us, but He wants to. He knows.
Yes.
He already knows.
Yes, he
loves Him. But sometimes, you know, He wants us to show it and display it, and it's not being seen like it needs to be. You said it last hour about, you know, how the world and how these devils and how they're not ashamed, and it seems like we as the body are so distant from each other and not unified. There's no unity. And listen, for those that are out there in ministry doing the work of the Lord out here, you know what I'm saying, out here in the vineyards doing the work, God bless you. God bless mm-hmm. you more abundantly. But those that mm-hmm. are out here playing with the Lord, you know what I'm saying, we praying for you right now, because the vengeance mm-hmm. of the Lord is not going to be pleasant on your life. You know what I'm saying? Repent of mm-hmm. that and step back. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. those that are out here wanting to get into the music and really truly praise and worship God, what message would you say to them that want to get into what you all are doing and praising and worship God through music? Because people have that passion, some, and don't know what steps to take next. What would you say to them right now?
I would say for those who are doing the music and they have that passion, I would say, you know, like you stated, you know, before we do anything, ask God for His, pretty much His permission, you know, ask Him mm-hmm. if this is what He really wants us to do, because we have some people who have gifts and they're very talented, but God is calling them to be something else or to do it in a different way. But I do believe that if God has given you that gift, then He's asking you to use it and to be really genuine. Don't go out there singing and speaking one thing and doing another. I would say if it's not genuine, if it's not a message that you can't give to them and do for yourself, don't do it. But just give it your all. Go forth, give it your all, and just let the Lord guide you. Tell Him to speak to you. Use your mouth. We have a song called Send Me, and in that song we're saying, tell me what to say, tell me how to speak, tell me where to go. Mm. And I think that's how music and ministry should be, because music is still ministry. It's no longer a craft. It's no longer, you know, something to just say, oh, it's a hobby. It's actually ministry. Treat it as if you're preaching. Don't just half-step it, but actually go and say, the music that I'm speaking is going to go to somebody and uplift them. It's going to encourage them. It's going to give them some type of conviction, you know. So, you know, allow the Spirit to lead you down the right path and to keep you going in it.
Hey, man, that's good. That's good right there. I see you said something very powerful then, that it's ministry, you know? It's ministry.
Yes, it is.
It's not just a craft. That's good. Boy, Oh, let that resonate in somebody's spirit out there right now. Well, that's good. All right.
Some people treat it like a crap.
Come on now. And they doing it too.
That's why they're performing.
Exactly. There you go. Do you feel that they are getting that because of the big name artists that are out here and y'all said it last hour how they are, you know, they're saying that they worshiping the Lord, but they conform into the worldly ways of doing things. Do you feel that that's having an effect on these young artists trying to get out here and not understanding that it's ministry, that they're serving God? Do you feel that that's causing a big problem in the industry and in the music right now?
Yes, I do. I honestly feel like a lot of artists nowadays, they may find it easier to get noticed in the gospel industry than it would be in the R&B or rap industry. So some of them kind of, you know, they put on that facade and they say, oh, I was raised in the church. That's true. But once they get their foot in the door, they start to reveal their true image or they take off that mask because you see a lot of artists that say that they're saved and they actually speak on or they're on the TikToks doing, you know, they posting TikTok videos doing almost the same thing, listening to the worldly songs. And that kind of keeps people who are watching them comfortable in their sense too. So I do feel like some of those artists, you know, are confusing to those who are in the church because they're straddling sometimes, or they make it seem as if they're straddling. The image that they give, the stuff that they do is very confusing at times.
Man, that's so true. So true. Okay, ma'am, something that we do at the end of every show, we open up phone lines, and if there's someone that would like to talk to you, make a comment, ask a question, okay. We let them interact with you. So we're going to open up the phone lines. Want to say God bless and good evening to everybody out there holding. If you'd like to have a comment, make a statement, B-Rock is here. Slim Breeze had to go to work, so we thank God for him giving up his time today as he traveled to work. Mm-hmm. God bless him. Traveling in grace and mercy on his way back home this evening when he gets off and get back home safely to his family. The phone line's open. God bless you. Welcome to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. You are on the air.
Hey, man, big shout out to Slim Breeze and his team. I just want to say keep up the great job, and we love you all.
Amen. All right. Pastor Joseph, what's going on, sir? How you doing today? Thank you for calling in. All right, everybody. That's gonna basically wrap it up today. Had a powerful show. Like I said, I was very excited to have my first husband and wife team on. That's breaking chains in itself right there. Ma'am, we just thank you for coming on and being a part of this. And make sure that you I sent a text to your husband. Make sure you let him know, though, that the Breaking Chains Ministry family, we love y'all, whatever that we can do for you. We're here for you. Just let us know. Reach out to us. We'll definitely be doing things in the future together. Any final comments that you would like to leave with the listening audience out there today from you and your family?
Amen. I just wanted to say, first and foremost, thank you for having us. Thank you for the prayers, for the love that you're showing us, and for you telling us, you know, that we're all, you know, we always, like we say, our church, first time your friends or you're a guest, the next time we get up, your family. So I do thank you for the invitation into your family. I'm grateful to be a part and connected to another body of the Christ, another vital part of the body of Christ. And for those that are listening, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for the support. And I just encourage everybody, you know, keep going hard for God. Keep running this race. And remember, you're not alone. For those who are out there feeling like they're alone, there's no other remnant. You are not alone. We are still out here with you. So that it would be all I would have to say. God bless everyone. We love you all. And thank you again for the support.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before we get out of here, as we do on a daily basis, we got to give you our Black History tip for the day. Every day is Black History here at Breaking Chains. Did you know From the concert stage to theaters and art galleries, that African Americans have made countless contributions to the arts in America. In fact, some genres that remain popular today, such as jazz, would not exist if it was not for the rich traditions that African Americans have passed down through generations, like Louis Armstrong, Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, and such names as Hattie McDaniel. If it wasn't for them, there would be no music actually around for you to listen to. So let's give a round of applause to all African Americans that opened the door to the arts and entertainment. That's powerful. All right, here's your health tip for today that we give on a daily basis. B-Rocker, we try to keep our people healthy around here. Here's your health tip for today. Make sure you do your exercise and stretching every morning, every evening. Do you some side strata hops, some crunches, some sit-ups, push-ups. Just get your heart rate up. Make sure that you put 64 ounces of water in your body every day. That's the minimum. If you want to know what 64 ounces is, like I tell you every day, get you 8 glasses, put you 8 ounces of water in it, drink them. Or go get you 4 bottles of 16-ounce bottles of water, drink them. That's your 64 ounces of water. Or however else you want to put it in your body, make sure that you do it. Cut back on all the fried food, eat your vegetables, eat your fruit, and at least one day out of the week, one day, that's all I'm asking, become a vegetarian. Do not eat any meat for one day out of the week and see the change take place in your life. That's your health tip for today. Mm-hmm. We want you mentally and physically healthy, and most importantly, we want you spiritually healthy. Study the Word of God to show yourself approved before God, not man, and make sure that you pray without ceasing in all situations, because the scripture does say the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much.
Yes.
God is listening.
Amen.
God is watching. He is everywhere all the time at the same time with all power in his hands. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. We thank you for this powerful, powerful show. Slim Breeze and B-Rocker, our gospel recording artist guest. Check them out on all social media. Look them up. Download their music and support them in everything that they're doing. Make sure you look for them just get involved. Is there anything else? If there's nothing else, let us humble ourselves and get our closing prayer in. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Let your will be done in our lives. Father God, open up our hearts and our minds to receive all of you, Lord God. Father God, bless this family, Lord God. Slim Breeze and B-Rocker, Father God, let them go far in their careers, Father God. Increase their marriage. Grow their family, Lord God. Father God, bless them and bless them more abundantly, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity today, Lord God. We thank you for breaking chains, Lord God. We thank you for raising the sound as we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, all God's children all around the world say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for being here. We love you. We look forward to having more things together. Have yourself a wonderful, blessed evening, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right?
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, ma'am. Have a good evening. Goodbye, everybody.
My people, I love you. We're a family. We're family, yeah, you and me, and we'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We're dying.
We're dying.
They're lying. Being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be. Late as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But What you hurting me? Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lion from Zion, I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all, no matter what the cost. We're family, yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love
my
you, my
people.
I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. Hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering while I stay.
And listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.